אנחנו נמצאים בזמן מיוחד.
We are in a very special time, special era. Also in history, it's a special era. It's the beginning of Between the Straits, Ben HaMetzarim. It's a period where we enter under the forces that prepared the shattering, the destruction of the temple. Consequently, in all the years, during these times, the bad, incorrect forces are in control accordingly. Of course, it corresponds to our behavior at each time, but the background to that is not encouraging. Let's put it this way. And here, we need to pay attention to how much our work needs to be in understanding and recognizing how much we need to hold on to one another, feel one another. We have to understand that all those states that come to us come only for the sake of correction. Because it's impossible to correct something unless the flaw is revealed first. Therefore, everything begins from I've created the evil inclination, and every period begins with a shattering, the tree of knowledge, of the group of men, of all of reality. And each and every shattering reveals a deeper, worse layer of the will to receive, the Creator created, so that we would reach those vessels that would appear in us, those broken vessels, and have the work in faith above reason to correct them and reach in order to bestow. Therefore, after all, we need to see in those things an opportunity for redemption, for salvation, for our spiritual work, since if the evil force would not be revealed, we would have nothing to correct. So we have to rejoice about in the suffering that appears, in the problems that appear, and be in faith above it, meaning in the worst possible states, we need to be in happiness, in understanding, in recognition, awareness, uplifted spirits, specifically because through that we reach the good. So we shouldn't forget that our work is in faith above reason, in the force of bestowal above the force of reception. So when a greater force of reception appears, it's a sign that we can rise above it. We deserve to rise above it. They gave us more difficult work, and by that we come closer to the Creator, where the forces of reception and bestowal, the forces of evil, the good forces accumulate into one force. As light excels from darkness, and when we have the day and the night, the darkness will shine as light. And we had no way out of it, and now we are getting help from above. When the Creator is showing us the evil in this way, and an opportunity to correct it and to rise above our ego, it's in our place, in our current place, it limits us, and seemingly we agree with it, and that's how we will advance. we need to see in all those things, the guiding hand of the Creator, and we need to see what we can do with ourselves in order to help us see that everything is corrections. It's all corrections. There's nothing bad in the world, but only my perception, my vision. I don't see the future. I don't see the next step. I don't see the good results egoistically, because I want to see things in this way. Therefore, each one judges according to his own flaws. So, finally, we have to learn how to correct ourselves, change ourselves, correct our perception, so we would come to see that the whole world is full of the divinity, the Creator, clothed in the world and fills everything. Let's go to our lesson material and see how we can advance toward such an understanding, such a perception. But in truth, it's worthwhile to ask myself every day, how did I advance in the correct perception of reality? How can we see that the Creator is filling all of reality and there is nowhere, no place vacant of His presence? Because there's no such thing. All of reality is a desire that the Creator fulfills. And the level of filling of that desire by the Creator is personal, individual, relative to me, to you, to the other, meaning towards each and every one, according to how much we want and are ready to see the Creator filling all of reality. But we have no more than Yud Kei Vav Kei, the desire to receive, that fills those four phases, and the upper light that fills them. And we always turn to the upper light to reveal itself more, give us the understanding, the attainment, the feeling, will teach us, will advance us in such a way that we will discover it from such a desire.
Another temple with our days of uncertainty with the coronavirus.
Throughout human history, we've been through so many states, and now we have a special state before us, which is the end of correction. And we need to see how we reveal this state of the end of correction. And to see it here and now in all the states that we are witnessing. The end of correction is taking place right now. It's kicked into action right now, and we're in it. But let's just open our eyes beyond our narrow egoistic view of things. I feel bad, this is harming me, etc. Let's open up our vision and see what the Creator is doing. Look what He's doing with all of humanity. And He has no calculations with our corporeal lives. His only calculation is with Yud Kei Vav Kei, all of reality. How He fills it without any limits. That's what we need to see, how He relates to that. Therefore, let us try to open ourselves up, open our minds, our hearts, everything, and see that everything is done correctly, in a good way, in revelation, more and more ever-growing revelation. Look what He's doing. He's revealing Himself to us. First of all, in an integral way, around the planet, over everyone. There's never been such a thing since the creation of the world. Never. It's definitely not since Babylon, where everyone dispersed in all directions, and now He's reassembling everyone. Look, through the blow, of course it's a blow, but how big is that blow? What, people die, suffer? It's more in our heads. If we will pass those things into our understanding, our awareness, let's try to justify these actions, how necessary they are, so that we would come to know him, recognize him. I don't see any problems here. I, personally, I'm telling you, try to see. I'm seeing this process, how it's unfolding. Of course, it's difficult for us to explain it to everyone, especially to certain circles, like in the United States, for example, the unrest in Europe, perhaps. People can't hear them. I understand them. They are stressed. But in general, the Creator, slowly, gently, with great care, is bending us towards the correction and is showing us these corruptions very gently, and He's doing it. On the level of all of humanity, how we change, how we revolve, and these actions that pass over us, we ourselves don't know what's happening with us, but every day we are changing. We don't know what's going on. In truth, every person is undergoing internal changes during the times of the coronavirus. Internal changes, and people can feel that something is changing inside of him, physically, emotionally, psychologically, but something is changing. Just have to be a bit more sensitive to it, but it's actually happening. We're all changing. All of humanity is changing. From the most evolved people to the simplest people, from in all areas of the world, the upper light is working on us, is approaching us in order to be revealed in us. And we need to go through these states with its help. What are those states we have to go through? The fact that all of us will suffer a little bit, we'll begin to feel that we are sharing the same trouble. How else can you bind us together if not through that? When good things happen, people distance themselves from one another. And when trouble strikes, people come closer. So the Creator is arranging for us the connection gently, lovingly. After all, we have a common trouble. These are sick, these are dying. But in all seriousness, how many people are dying? Less than in normal times. How many people are suffering? Less than normal times. A person has time to think, to go through the inner changes, to go through those changes that are taking place in him. So a wise person has his eyes in his head. He sees in the future what's about to come out of it. We need to learn together, understand, believe that all those things are bringing us, after all, to the good, eternal, whole state, the correct connection between us, in which the upper force will be revealed, the upper light, the upper field that would fill us with the mind, the feeling, an infinite sensation. We will rise to a degree which is faith above reason. think carefully about what's happening with us.
Another question. How do we advance from day to day in the correct perception of reality? Because it feels more and more like destruction from day to day.
I don't see it as destruction. I see it as spiritual work, the Creator's spiritual work, the work of the Creator who has given us an opportunity to think about who are we, what are we, what states are we going through. And although we're not thinking in the right direction, nevertheless, the fact that the entire planet is thinking, what's happening, what's going on, what will happen next, this is already a great correction. Gradually, slowly, He will correct us. The fact that we disagree with it.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот в этом году, может быть, мы должны делать какие-то особые действия подготовки, вот чтобы этот
Maybe this year we have to do some special operations to rebuild the temple between us?
No, nothing. Laws are the same laws. In the states that are revealed, we need to try to connect as one man in one heart, no more than that. And it will happen. To try to work as if we are in the very last moment on which salvation rests.
So how?
You're right, but understand we are only at the beginning of the blow. You want it to end, and how long can it last, and where is the end? It's not even the beginning. You understand, Yaakov? It's not even the beginning. Not only is it not the middle or the end. Give humanity, you know, it's a huge mass of people, very different, very opposing to one another, very different. Let them swallow that state, chew on it, taste it, understand where it's coming from and why and how and what. It's taking time. A few more months. See what will happen in September, October. How it will sit in them and it will become normal, even the blows, but it will be normal. There are chronic diseases. A person learns how to live with them, how to overcome them, how to correct them. You'll see what will happen. We can't see humanity in a normal way. It's the reaction time until we enter such a reaction. In every system, it enters into a state of reaction, and then it takes time until it settles and comes to a new state. And here we're talking about a mass of people, billions of people, going through different states. These are starving. Those are flooded. These are on fire. Wait for the hurricane season. But now we will take these things in a more integral way together. Then we'll have. We'll go through a period where we'll feel deficiencies in essential corporeal things, food, water, medication, maybe power supply. Let's see how humanity is starting to respond to it, how it brings it down, all of humanity, to such a level where it would stop just jumping, like, oh, I want to fly everywhere, I want to protest everywhere. Rather, it will teach us. It will be the wisdom of life.
And how can the regular person feel that he's got a point where he can make a difference, that he too is responsible.
They have to learn this from us.
How do we do this?
Each and every one, through dissemination. He must disseminate to everyone, so that in total, we just need to know what's happening with us. Just the knowledge. It's not religion. It's not mystical actions or something. Just to know that we are in an integral system that's moving towards a new state of balance. It was designed before everything. It exists in nature, and it starts to develop. And when it starts to develop, it brings with it new states. If we support this development, the states are felt as good. If we resist, the states are bad, but they're only here to correct us. Nothing is revealed if not for the sake of correction. If you're taking the final point, and you begin to check reality, current reality accordingly, you see that all the time you have some connection between the current state and the final state. And I can. It's also not recommended. They need to know that we are going through a process of ever-growing connection. And you want to open up for them Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, the four stages of correction. It's too much. You just need to know that right now we are disconnected. We are opposite. That's why we suffer more. So that this will push us towards correction, and as much as we begin to connect between us more and more, in such a way we will come to corrections, where the final correction will be to be as one man in one heart, love your friend as yourself. It's written. Everybody knows about those things. They don't want it. They disagree. Right. But nature is taking us from state to state. And we will agree, and we will want it, and we'll see how good it is. It's like with those little bad kids. They're fighting now, they're hitting one another, until gradually they grow up. That's how.
Paralyzed.
I don't. What does it mean to go through this time peacefully? I'm not getting through this time. This time period is healing me. I need to see myself in a healthy way after this period, as he's saying. It's me. I need to be connected with others, and, you know, having good contacts. So we would activate the forces in correction and mutuality in connection with one another. All of us together in the countries and states and above the borders of the states that are now shutting themselves down because of the virus. And we should come to a state around the planet where it will be forced to let go of the arms race and everything, because the connection is the only salvation. The only way out of all the problems that the coronavirus is revealing before us. And then I will see that the virus that is coming is not a sign of disease, it's a sign of healing. Just like every disease, it's not the disease that we're feeling. If we're feeling a disease, it's not the sickness in and of itself. You know it, right? It's the reaction of the body that wants to be healthy. Whether it's capable or not, it's a question. But the signs of illness are actually healing. We need to explain to them. Because what's revealed is really the Creator. The Creator is trying to show us the way. So if I hear good reactions, I continue to explain to them that the coronavirus has taken us forward. Except we should not take it such an emotional way, so simply like the common people, and not run away from it. Rather, let us do our homework correctly next to it. Meaning, we will keep the distance from one another as it demands, and then we'll see in what way can we come closer to one another. If we could be considerate of the other, that I think only of the other and not of myself, I have no problem. I can go out to the street, I can go anywhere I want. If I worry about the other, I'm not going to get harmed. I'm not going to catch any virus. This is for everyone. You will see it. It now sounds strange, but in a while, a month or two, you'll see that it will become clearer to us that the coronavirus wishes to arrange a different, correct connection between us, for each one to think of the other. And then we will all be healthy.
Medications to lower your temperature. Are there also means to moderate your temperature in Kabbalah?
In Kabbalah, there's only one remedy, connection. By bringing people together, we are bringing the light closer to such an extent that it begins to dwell in us. Now, in order to bring ourselves closer, we also disseminate different kinds of material, but the problem is that to come closer between us, we have to work against our ego. This is the difficulty. How can we convince people that to do various actions against our ego, that's considered the actions, healing actions, the actions that help us advance towards the good. This is our work. PT24, have a question.
The excerpt we read, when the Creator takes the flavor away from the work, I think we should read it to anyone who is kind of teetering. Because that's exactly the spirituality when you don't enjoy disseminating, yet you do. You don't enjoy getting up for the lesson, yet you do. And you do those things. That's the beginning of spirituality, and there is where the friends leave, and it's a shame we have to constantly remind everyone that this is our work. What do we do with this?
I don't know. Spirituality starts after a person loses all the tastes, flavors that come to him from his ego. Hence, after he loses all the flavors from the ego, and there's seemingly nothing to live for, nothing to advance for, no point in getting up for the lesson and anything. Specifically, if he overcomes above reason, above his feeling, that is where spirituality is found. But you need support, you need a strong group next to you. So they would look after you and you would look after each one of them. And in this way, you advance.
And how do you help friends? How do you constantly remind people who have grown a little weaker or feel like there's no flavor in the work?
That specifically here is the work, because who is before us? Before us is our will to receive. This is the enemy. This is our hater. We need together, if all of us together would decide to jump on it and tie it down and ask the Creator to do it, then we'll only need to bring him to the Creator and the Creator will do it. The Creator is the one who corrects everything. We just need to bring ourselves and beg, really. Look what he's doing to us. Help us.
What is this best way that we as Bnei Baruch can disseminate?
I can't say what is the best way. The best way is when we connect between us. That's first. Otherwise, we'll have no success. When we strengthen the connection between us day in, day out, and disseminate everything from that connection between us, then that dissemination.
Kabbalists write to us.
To realize what Kabbalists write is possible only by increasing the connection between us. By that, we are becoming that pipeline through which the force of connection passes to the whole world. And if we connect, then all the abundance and health and all the good will be revealed to the world. Just understand, the problems are a result of the shattering of the kli, and all the pieces moved apart. Just understand, Adam Rishon, when the soul shattered all of its parts, shattered into different places, far from one another, like the Big Bang that happened here in this world. What we need to do is, above this big bang, above this separation, we need to start connecting between us. And in this way, we correct everything. Consequently, our entire work in dissemination is to disseminate the method of connection as much as possible, so they would accept it. They shouldn't reject it. Don't shove it in their face.
We'll ask them during the lesson.
Yes, we're actually starting now a very special part, a very practical one. Let's see how we advance in revealing the Creator to the creature, which is actually the whole topic of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You could say that the revelation of the Creator to the creature, it seems to us like in our world we want him to be revealed, just like I'm in some movie theater and I watch him or see him. But we need to understand that the revelation of the Creator to the creature depends on what a person opens himself up and sees that the Creator is revealed, and previously he was concealed because of the qualities of a person. The qualities of a person. And that's why it's happening this way. But in truth, he was revealed prior to that as well. But a person himself concealed the Creator. So the revelation of the Creator to the creature is considered that a person needs to open up his senses, and not that the Creator was concealed before him and a person just sits there, observes, and the Creator all of a sudden is revealed. It's up.
Fourth.
Meaning we have questions here, and questions that are pretty fundamental, strong questions. How does a person come to a state in which he begins to justify the Creator, to love the Creator, to attribute himself to the Creator? There are four such measures of coming closer to the Creator. But how could it be? If we are talking about the fact that this proximity, this approximation needs to be this love which depends upon a thing. What does it mean that it's dependent? That I see that the Creator is benefiting and supporting my will to receive somehow? It's unclear. How does the Creator bring the person to closer to Him? Because the will to receive can be the opposite. If the Creator will show a person that he's receiving his will to receive, then he could... Yes, meaning all the degrees that are less to the degree of man do not bring contentment, because there's no choice there. They're like, let's say, angels. Angels are a mechanism in the form of still vegetative and animal in the general system of the soul of Adam HaRishon, and this mechanism observes all things in a good or bad way, in this way or that way, according to what is needed, without any free choice, without any inner struggle in them. And therefore, it can't invite any response from the Creator, from the upper force. It's like the parts of the system. Whereas only a person that has free choice and is in struggles and specifically in states like you are in now, you all hear me? Just like you are now, in doubts, in problems, in not knowing, in unknowns, and should we do, should we not do, specifically from all these states, which are typical to people out of all these states, that's where contentment rises to the Creator from people. Specifically, when a person is in doubts, doesn't know, he's erring and he's falling and rising from that, from all of that, which are signs of a person, and all the rest of the systems, which function without falling, without doubts, cannot bring forth contentment. No.
New York 4. Why are we, your students, not just erupting with excitement when you tell us about our good future?
Because
I am impressed and you aren't. What can I do? I'm impressed and you aren't.
Everybody here sees your greatness when you tell us that this new beautiful world is going to happen in our life. Why aren't we exploding with excitement?
Your ego, your evil inclination is not happy. It doesn't feel in this. It's on purpose built this way, that it's not happy from the corrections. It doesn't want the corrections. But how could it be? It's before me. It will be good, and I will then fill myself and be filled and do everything. I don't want it. What do you want? Let it be like it was. How could it be? You, after all, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, until the corona was revealed, you were cursing this lifetime. And now you're saying, oh, let it go back to be as it was. How could it be? And where's your intellect? Where's your mind? Where's your logic? Where's your head? You're an educated person. Why do you want to go back to that same life? That I know, it's the known, because it suited your ego somewhat. That's why you want to go back. Look how...
Rav, in order to pass hope to the world, should we focus more on the way we bring the friend's impression from the path and enjoy?
That's first of all. That's before everything. But then also we need to have the ability to bring hope to the world, light to the world, to awaken the world, to hold them, to come to them in a nice way, so that they see that we're caring for them, that we're not coming to them in order to give them ethics and tell them what's right or wrong, but from sharing, that's what buys people, and we need to do that.
No, what I mean is, if we ourselves don't feel these peaks from time to time, it's hard to pass it on. We have to put the emphasis with ourselves to feel it more.
Right, you're correct. You are correct. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. He writes here that the intention in the concealment of the face is to have a choice, how to choose correctly and not to fall to the evil inclination.
Through the 10, the choosing always in connection. In the 10, it's a simple thing, it's before us, and there is no other way. If you constantly care only for more connection, you're ready on the path, in the right way, towards the right goal, and everything will be correct. Simply put it here, before you, in the head, on your head, that this is what we need, and you will never err.
Hello, Rav. This state of impression, inspiration, when you feel it to the friends, to the group, to the ten, the teacher, etc., can we make it a habit, into a habit?
Never. You will all the time have to build your awakening anew. Otherwise, it won't be labor. It won't be correction. The correction in us awakening towards connection. After the shattering of Adam HaRishon, that system, there's only one correction, connecting the parts together. And we don't know how to connect them, but rather we're asking, connect. Only the request has to come from our behalf. So we're asking for the Creator to connect, and that's what will happen. That's it. We need to awaken to this each time anew. You need to locate what's the corruption and what needs to be the connection, the correction, and that I really want this, and that the Creator made this corruption for me, so that I will ask for the correction from Him, and by this I will identify with Him, with the process He made, and the results of the process that He places. All those things we need to go through. Therefore, you see that from all the things that we're learning here, there are four stages of correction. Two in concealment, two in revelation, which we go through in order to come towards the connect.
Rav, we can't hear you.
He doesn't see anything. He doesn't hear anything. He doesn't understand. He's like us in darkness. We don't know exactly what to do. Yes, no. This is the place of the choice. And you chose life. What is his choice? Yes? Because then he has sorrow from his strengthening in his faith, in the keeping of the mitzvah. Well, read it.
This is so because then one feels sorrow out of his strengthening in his faith in keeping his will. And one's whole reward is measured only according to the pain he suffers from keeping the Torah and mitzvot. As in the words of Ben Hehe, the reward is according to the pain.
Yes, meaning everything is measured according to the sorrow that we have when we're searching how we can draw the Creator, correct the situation that we have.
Yes,
Sometimes we translate the from Aramaic, and when we say that the reward is according to the sorrow or the pain, what's the difference?
As long as the effort is felt in you as sorrow, then that is effort. The moment it's not sorrowful, it becomes the reward.
So what's the right kind of exertion?
So the right exertion is with you exert and in.
Is there a concealment that enables you to choose?
There always needs to be concealment and revelation, revelation, concealment. They both complement one another until the end of correction, where darkness will shine as light, and then you can see, you can ask, how do we see these things in the end of correction if everything is in light? So it's not light. The end of correction is not that it's fully light, but rather the darkness itself appears as light, and therefore it seems to us as it's all light. But it's not that there's no differences between the lights and between darkness and light. We need to understand that the darkness itself does not disappear. It only begins to be felt as supportive of the light. And therefore, this darkness, this contrast between darkness and light, we need it. We need, because without it, we have no work. Because without this, we have no reward. Without, we have no connection or any grip on the Creator. Only our attitude towards darkness changes.
Rav, can you describe the transition from beastly sorrow to the sorrow from the Creator being concealed, and how is that related to our advancement in society?
Yes, if I start to work on the connection between us and see that we don't succeed, I eventually need to come to a decision that I must have the Creator. I must have Him present in the connection between us and for Him to sustain the connection between us. Otherwise, that connection won't exist. That's what needs to happen. And then it turns out that I'm obligating Him to be in His presence only for it to happen. That is how we invite Him. Meaning, I don't want Him for anything else, but for the most necessary thing, which is to correct the kli which He shattered. He shattered. It can be done only in His presence in the kli. And then I obligate Him. And then there will be the revelation of the Creator to the creature.
You describe the sorrow from the fact that the Creator is concealed.
It's not that the Creator is concealed, it's that we are not connected.
Yes, but how to make the transition from the simple, beastly, false sorrow into...
from the necessity of connection between us. One will help his friend. From the necessity of connection between us, we must reach a state that there's no one to lean upon but our Father in heaven. He has to come and He has to correct us.
Hello, Rav. How can we overcome the fear? Great fear that disturbs the correction, disturbs you from connecting. What should we do?
You have friends. If you connect together, then you won't have that. And even if you have fear then too, then connect to us. And there will be no fear. What's fear? Fear from what? From connection? On the contrary, the moment you start to connect, you will see that the fear disappears. That there is nothing... there's no room for fear. On the contrary, there's joy. Moreover, let new states come. We're in the connection between us. We're ready for anything. Of course, it's hard because it's against our ego. And we need to renew our struggle for this connection. But there is no problem. There's no place for fear. He writes there, what to do when fear comes upon a person. Sometimes, when it comes to a person, so he needs, he writes it there. There is such a thing in Shamati. What's that article called? When it sometimes comes to a person.
About fear that sometimes comes to a person.
Yes, a matter of fear and anxiety that comes upon a person. Eventually, he needs to say, it comes from the Creator, so that we will connect with the friends. We really forget just one thing, that we came from a shattered kli, and it's upon us to come to connection of the kli, and this is done after the connection between us in the ten, and not to run away from this. That's the main thing. And what the rest that is happening is done from the Creator. More will be done to us. He will do less to us. He'll draw us more. He'll draw us less. But we also need to understand that in times like now, when the Creator is starting to advance us all towards the goal in a more intensive way, then a person has more doubts, more problems, so that he will scrutinize correctly how he advances. And therefore, we will see many more of our friends falling from the path, and we need to try to hold them as much as possible, and if not, what can you do? PT3.
Rav, in 5 weeks we're going to have a virtual congress, and we're lately talking about our need for connection, awakening, and spirit of life. The question is, how can we as a worldly use the preparation we have in the next 5 weeks to increase the joy and awakening?
Do something, please. You can bring every lesson some excerpt for awakening, for the future awakening, for the convention, however you want, or participate in this. Do exercises for us towards the convention. We will be very happy with this.
Yes, so I'd really like to update you about two exercises. The first is a well-known exercise. We call it Arvut Team. Arvut Team is a Shivat Chavarim, a gathering of friends that's happening today, 6 to 6:30. We're going to have translation to English, Spanish, of course, Russian, and it's going to be a real connection and preparation, so all the friends are invited to join this. It's happening now, 6 a.m. Israel time. One more exercise is scrutinies. We've asked the worldly two questions. The questions are about the preparation. What are we still missing in order to realize our role in the new world? And what's the new form we should see ourselves and the world after the Congress? So let's scrutinize this and happily and with a lot of enthusiasm reach with this preparation.